Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to do some vamping, we'll play some fascinating songs, we'll go mad, celebrate the birthdays of Teddy Powell and William Gaines, and have some songs about Stenocephalides canis.
What?
Well, just stay tuned for the second segment. Some of you may know that I'm a train enthusiast and member of the San Bernardino Railroad Historical Society, which maintains and operates the fully restored Santa Fe 3751 steam locomotive. This past week, someone posted on Facebook a 1955 video of the last trip of its cousin, Santa Fe 3759, a 1928 Baldwin steam locomotive. The engine was donated to the city of Kingman, Arizona in 1957, where it is on display in Locomotive Park to this day. The film was silent, but there was a musical soundtrack added courtesy of the first record in this segment, which actually has nothing whatsoever to do with trains. Here's Nat Shilkert and the Victor Orchestra with a tune you might recognize, Fascinatin' Vamp. Thank you.
sappy, make it good and sappy, make it good and sappy. While they're playing, just keep swaying. Do a little whatnot, do a little foxtrot when you cuddle up, don't fight. Bam, and swing along. Keep a doing it, bam, and sing a song. Don't you ruin it, no. A nifty set with lots of pep. And what you rip, you teach it. Do a bumblebee. Buzz around a bit, shake a wink at me. She will fall for it, bam, all night and day. Keep bamping till you bamp your cares away.
These old vampire women, every they got this day, they running all your pearl green, hard-working married men astray. You can see a vampire at night, she'll be posing up on the street with some pearl green, hard-working married man she'll have a chance to meet. You know, she'll wink and blink at him and give him that vampy smile. That married man will go right back home and mistreat the loving wife and child. If you dress your wife and treat her like the vamp that walks the street, you have a vampire woman at home. You have a vampire too. Now this way, giving those old vampires all your week's wages, I'm going to tell you, Mr. Married Man, that'll never do. Because some of these mornings, poor partner, you might come home late. There'll be another long, tall sheet leaving out of your back gate. If you dress your wife and treat her like the vamp that walks the street, you'll have a vampire woman at home. You'll have a vampire too. Now that old mad man gets broke. He thought he'd call on the vampire woman's flat. But when he knocked at her door, she didn't know a thing about that. He said, "Look here, baby, I'm the married man. Won't you please let me in again?" She said, "Why, yes, Mr. Married Man, you got some more of those fives and tens." He said, "Look here, baby, you know you ain't treating this clean, hard-working married man right. I've been giving you all my money, neglecting my wife each and every Saturday night." Said, "Look here, Mr. Married Man, you're smart, you have a pretty good go. But if you ain't got no more money, don't knock on this vampire woman's door. If you dress your wife and treat her like the vamp that walks the street, you'll have a vampire woman at home. You'll have a vampire too."
A vamp is the upper front part of a boot or shoe, but in music it's a short, simple introductory passage, usually repeated several times. Well, we just had three vamps. We started the show with Nat Schildkret and the Victor Orchestra with Fascinatin' Vamp, composed by Joseph Nussbaum and recorded April 12, 1928. The orchestra, with completely different instrumentation, had unsuccessfully recorded Fascinatin' Vamp on February 2nd. Joseph Nussbaum was born on May 16, 1903, in Cincinnati, Ohio, and is best known for his work on Gone with the Wind. But he wrote two other popular songs besides Fascinatin' Vamp, Chinese Moon and Silver Head. That was followed by the Riga Dance Orchestra with The Vamp. The Vamp was written by Byron Gay, and the vocal on that July 1919 OK recording was Jack Kaufman. We finished up that vamp set with Whistler and his jug band with Vamps of 1928. Whistler's jug band were from Louisville, Kentucky, and the leader of the band was Buford Threlkeld, who used the stage name of Whistler. The band recorded The Vampire Woman for Jeanette in 1924, but it was never issued, and they recorded it again as Vamps of 28 for OK in St. Louis on April 29, 1927. And I want to thank my friend Randy Bryan, host of Forward Into the Past, for identifying Fascinatin' Vamp on that video soundtrack for me. Forward into the Past is heard Sundays from 2 to 5 Pacific Time on KSPC Claremont at 88.7, the same frequency as KISL, and online at kspc.org. I know many of you are fans, but if not, please check it out. That's Forward into the Past with Randy Bryan. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. So here's one of the more unusual segment topics we've had on the show. Last night, my wife and I had a lovely dinner at the home of our friend Don, whom I've known since childhood, and let me tell you, that's a long time. Don has two beautiful black whippet dogs named Jet and Judy, who, once over their initial excessive greeting disorder, are well-behaved animals. And yes, excessive greeting disorder is a real thing with whippets. Don was telling us that he recently had a small flea problem, but which was quickly and completely taken care of. I attributed the source of the problem to Don tuning his ukulele so much that his dogs actually got fleas. Okay, Don doesn't really play the ukulele, but I was trying to think of a clever and non-embarrassing way to bring up the issue of having fleas. Anyway, Don knew I was going to tell this story, so with best wishes to Don and Judy and Jet for a flea-free future, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about Stenocephalides canis, in other words, fleas. Thank you.
Ha, ha, ha.
We started off that segment of tunes about Stenocephalides canis with Teddy Powell and his orchestra from a Decca 78 made November 13, 1939, and A Flea on a Spree. Teddy Powell wrote A Flea on a Spree, and we'll hear some more from him later in the show. In the intro to the show, I say we've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more. Well, the second record in that set would fall under the and more category. We don't generally play opera, but that was one of the great Russian opera singers, Fyodor Shelyapin. With the best known of Modest Mussorgsky's 65 songs, Mephistopheles' Song in Auerbach's Cellar, better known as Song of the Flea, the text of which comes from the second act of Goethe's Faust. That Victor recording, sung in Russian, of course, is from March 15, 1927. We finished up that Stenocephalides canis set with Art Landry and his orchestra with the original St. Louis Hop. The original St. Louis Hop was written by J. Russell Robinson and recorded by Victor on July 29, 1926. So, what does that have to do with fleas? Well, the title descriptor on the label of the record describes the tune as a flea hop. The flea hop was a solo vaudeville dance step from the 1920s, consisting of a step hop, which alternated right to left.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, March 1st, marked the birth in 1922 in Brooklyn, New York, of William Gaines. While many of you will not recognize that name, especially since it hasn't anything to do with vintage music, some of you are just demented enough to know that William Gaines was the founder and publisher of Mad Magazine. For more than 50 years, Mad Magazine has been satirizing American pop culture, but it also publishes local versions in many other countries, including the Netherlands, Germany, Brazil, and Sweden. Bill's father, Max Gaines, was the publisher of the All-American Comics division of DC Comics. Bill was studying chemistry at New York University, but when his father died in a boating accident, Bill took over as publisher of EC Comics. The younger Gaines started out publishing horror, science fiction, and war comics, but ran afoul of the Senate Subcommittee on Juvenile Delinquency in 1954, and the backlash resulted in EC going out of business. The following year, with a new distributor, Mad, which had started out as a comic book in 1952, became Mad Magazine in order to get around the Comics Code Authority, a sort of self-censorship organization created by comics publishers. William Gaines remained Mad's publisher until he died on June 3, 1992. Now, I first became aware of Mad Magazine in the early 60s, and it didn't turn me into a juvenile delinquent. And as a matter of fact, I'm proud to still be a subscriber. So in honor of William Gaines, for this segment of the show, we're going to go musically mad, beginning with Charles Kreeth's Jazzomaniacs, who are pleasure mad. Thank you. Charlie Fry and his Million Dollar Pier Orchestra with Mad, 'Cause You Treat Me This Way, from a Pathé Actuelle 78, waxed March 19, 1923. Mad was written by Bobby Heath and Jimmy McHugh. The 1,700-foot Million Dollar Pier opened on July 26, 1906, and was owned by Captain John L. Young. It boasted the world's largest ballroom and hosted the 1925 Miss America pageant. The Million Dollar Pier was damaged by a fire in 1981 and demolished in 1983. Before Mad, we heard Paul Specht and his orchestra with My Mad Moment from April 29, 1930. My Mad Moment was written by George Marion Jr. and Richard Whiting and is in the soundtrack of the 1930 musical comedy film Let's Go Native, described as Paramount's wild, merry, mad, hilarious farce. We started off that Mad set with Charles Creath's Jazzomaniacs with Pleasure Mad, recorded in St. Louis around December 2, 1924. Pleasure Mad was written by Sidney Bechet. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, March 1st, marked the birth in 1906, or 1905, depending upon your source, of bandleader, composer, and music publisher Teddy Powell. And this is the first time he's getting his very own segment on the show. He was born Alfred Paulella in Oakland, California, and studied at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. In 1927, he was hired by Abe Lyman to play banjo and guitar and stayed with Lyman until about 1934, even serving as an executive for Lyman's radio program. Powell formed his own big band in 1939, which debuted at the famous Door in New York. In 1941, the band was hired at the Rustic Cabin in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, but in October, a fire destroyed the Rustic Cabin and all of the band's instruments along with it. Powell was able to keep the band together, and they landed jobs at the Log Cabin in Armonk, New York, and the Hotel Dixie in New York City. Teddy Powell retired from band leading in 1944 and concentrated on arranging and formed a music publishing company in New York called TP Music Company. He died on November 17, 1993, in New York. In addition to Flea on a Spree, which we heard earlier played by his orchestra, Teddy Powell composed several hit songs, some under the name Freddie James. Here are three by Teddy Powell.
That ain't the cleaner. Head cares. Yes, yes. I'll polish the leaves, make them green again, shake out the trees, change scene again, spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Sweep out the nook, down in Lover's Lane, turn on the brook, make it run again, spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Dust off the wintry bowers, wash them off with April showers, cover them with fragrant flowers, shine up the silvery moon, 'cause you and I have a rendezvous under the sky, like we used to do, spring cleaning, get ready for love, flowers, shine up the moon above, 'cause you and I love, yes, yes. Yeah, that's the real cleaner. Back 'em.
Could only talk, heaven would be mine. If my heart could only talk, life would be divine. You would hear my song of love so tender. It would thrill you until you willingly surrender. If my heart could only talk, dreams would all come true. Neath the starlight I would walk, hand in hand with you. I would dare to seek your lips, thrill you to your fingertips, if my heart could only talk.
Dark bewildered, I need you. guiding hand. I'll never understand how you could love me, then leave me bewildered.
There you have three, in addition to Flea on a Spree, which we heard earlier, written by Teddy Powell with Walter Samuels and Leonard Whitcup. We started off with Fats Waller and his rhythm with Spring Cleaning from March 18, 1937. That was followed by Russ Morgan and his orchestra and If My Heart Could Only Talk, recorded January 6, 1937. And we finished up with Horace Heidt and his Brigadiers on February 25, 1938 with Bewildered.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
We started off the show with Fascinating Vamp. Well, to finish up the show, we're going to have some more fascinating songs, beginning with Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot.
Thank you. Thank you.
We started off this fascinating set with the vocal duo of Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot, who made lots of records together. This one, Fascination, with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, recorded by Brunswick on December 7, 1927. The band also recorded an instrumental version destined for South America in the same session. Next, it was the Green Brothers Novelty Band in all 4 minutes 9 seconds of Fascinating Rhythm. That Edison record was waxed January 28, 1925, and comes to us courtesy of the Green Brothers' nephew, Lou Green. And you can find out just about all there is to know about the Green Brothers, and buy vintage music by them and contemporary recordings by Lou Green and Green's new novelty orchestra by visiting the website greensmusic.com. That's greensmusic.com. We finished up with the British band of Spike Hughes and his Decca Dance and Fascinating Devil, recorded in London on March 28, 1930. I'm the fascinating Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.